ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Learning today Zvachim Daf Hei, but there's a connection between the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis to Daf Hei Amud Aleph, so we'll start with the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the bottom. The Gemara, after the Gemara and Daf Dalet, I learned out from Psukim Makaris, to call a karbonis to be in the Shema, as the Gemara asks on it, Shte Shelus Misfara. The Gemara in Tzav Dalet Amud Beis asks, Lama, why isn't it possible? And then the Gemara in Hamid Aleph brings down the Shel of Rish Lakish, why is it Rak Eino Eila L'Choyva? And there's a Shemach to see the Shel of Rish Lakish in the Hemshech. What exactly yes? If he asked the Shaila Daimed at Dalet Amud Beis or a new Shaila? We'll see in the Rishainim. Okay, as first we'll learn the Shaila on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara asks that once we have Xeris HaKosiv that you need Lashma, as why does the Mishnah say a carbon? My Shah Kotchim, when you shech the Chiloy Lashma. The carbon's not possible. It's just like the Bible Mashem Choyve. Why don't we say that it's possible the Gamri? As Tesis is, and by Kochim, the Klal is that you need Shino Lov HaKosiv La'akiv in order to say it's possible. So over here, where we only have one Pasik, why should the Gemara assume Misfara that it's possible? Hare by Kochim, you need a Shino Lov HaKosiv La'akiv. As the Brisker Rav in Maisa Kavanis Parag Dalet Hayochel Yud Aleph is Miyashev Lefi is Big Yisoid and then Yonim of Shaloi Lashma. That there's two ways of understanding. One way of understanding Shaloi Lashma is it's a chsarn in the Hesha, the carbon. As then Taisis is asking a good Shailah that anytime there's a chsarn in Hesha, a carbon, you need two psukim to say that if there's a chsarn in Hesha, it's Ma'akiv. By the way, the Brisker Rav learns that every carbon bemis is tamal lishma. As why should there be a chsarn in the hechsher? No, the chiddush of the Xeris HaKosiv is that shaloi lishma is a machshava paiselas dum yidir pigel. As if it's a machshava paiselas dum yidir pigel, hare it's pasher it pasels because it's a machshava paiselas just like pigel. As like the Brisker Rav, the way he learns in the Rambam that the din of shaloi lishma is a machshova peiseles, is miyushiv the shaylo of Taisvis Menira, that Taisvis there is another makar, the Taisvis is choylik. We already saw the Taisvis of Menachis, Mem Gimel Amid Beis, that the Chaim Gufo argues on, because the Chaim says it's a machshova peiseles, but Taisvis is muchach, that it's not a machshova peiseles, because Taisvis learns out from Korbanis to Sitzis. If it's a machshava peiselas, the din of machshava peiselas is only by korbanos, not by sitzis. Tashrek Reb Chaim on Taisis, Vaisdechoisim Taisis, that Taisis compares it to, that Taisis holds. And it's not a machshava peiselas, it's a chsarn in the hechsher. The hainu, in order to have a hechsher, you need a lishma. And if it's shaloi lishma, there's no hechsher. We already saw that the Brisker of in Sefer is Miyashiv, the Shail of Taisis and the Beis Amir Aleph. What do you need to psukim for? The Brisker of answers to teach you that it's a Machshava Paiseles. No, as if the Brisker of is answering Taisis and the Beis Lefi is Yisayid, Taisis and the Dalet Amid Beis Lefi is Yisayid, and maybe in Yavin Taisis is Choylik on the Brisker of, like it's Muchach and Taisis and Menachis, Mem Gimel Amid Beis, it's Mamela, Taisis never answers like the Brisker of. It's also Mavut Muchach that way on Taisis on Beis Amid Beis that compares the stomach of Isha to the stomach Lishma of Korbin to the stomach Lishma of Milo, where it's not Shaykh Adina Machshava Priselis. It's Muchach Mikol Hanal. The Taisis Shita is not like the Brisker Rav. Ayin the Shita and Ois Yud. That brings another teretz on the Shail of Taisis. The Shail of Taisis was that all over by Kodjim you need Shino Lav HaKosiv La'akiv, is why over here there's a Gemara Sumi Svar, it's possible. Same for the Sheet over here, you don't need Shino HaKosiv La'akiv, because the Gemara held Misvara that if you do it Shaloi Lashma, it's Kimoi Shaloi Asa Avoida. Zebevadai Ma'akiv B'di Yevet. That we know already, if you don't do the Avoida, it's Ma'akiv B'di Yevet. Listen, this sheet is mavur a gavaldika chiddush. The Brisker Rabin Sefer has a chakira. Is the chsarn of shaloi l'shma, chsarn in the avoida, is it chsarn in the korban? Oh. And this sheet is mavur that it's a chsarn in the avoida, that al yidei the shaloi l'shma makes a chsarin in the hechsher. It's also grada mavur, not like the Brisker Rav, that it's a machshava poiselas. The sheet is mavur klar, it's a chsarin in the hechsher avoida. As being that the word of shaloi l'shma makes it ki'ilu loy avad, as avada, the carbon is puzzle. That's in the kuda that we see in the sheet that the chsarin of shaloi l'shma is a chsarin in the avoida. Is Miduyik in Rashi also. Rashi, when he explains the Gemara, Lifsalu, the Divrei Hamasa Lifsalu, Rashi says, Sherei Loi Nase Kilchasan. Rashi doesn't say, Sherei Nifsalu HaKorban. It's Mashma Lechsarn is in Nasiya, in the Avoida. B'yese Rashi's Mamshech, Ve'en Zrikasa Materis Psaran Lachilo. Why doesn't Rashi say more that the Korban is Nifsal? The Meduyik in Rashi that the korban is not nifsal, that's a chsarn in the avoida. However, there's a shinui between Rashi and the Shita. The Shita learns that the chsarn in the avoida makes it its ki'ilu loy avad v'chlal. And if you do the shchita shaloy l'shma, it's ki'ilu loy shachat. As misfar, it should be possible. But Rashi is meduyik differently, that even though it's a chsarn in the avoida, but you can't say you didn't do the maisa avoida. The maisa avoida you did. Now the chsarn is ein zvikason materes psaron lachila. The avoid is not michel the dinin that it's supposed to be michel because it was done shaloi behechsha. As Rashi learns, the chsarn of shaloi l'shma makes that the avoid can't be michel dinim. And the Shita learns gorech that al yidei the chsarn of shaloi l'shma l'pachas l'fila avamin it's kilu loy asa avoid bechlal. Badinishvi, Bain Rashi, Bain the Shita, Mavur, that the Chsarn of Shalei Lashma is a Chsarn in the Avoide. As this Rashi, that's Mavur, that it's not a Psul in the Carbon, a Machshava Paisalas is a Carbon, but it's a Chsarn in the Avoide, this is also like we were Medaik in Rashi and Beis Amir Beis. And Gimel Amir Aleph from Reb Leiv, from the Stipler, that it's Meduyik in Rashi, not like the Brisker Rav. That's why then in this Rashi in Dalet Amid Beis is Meduyik, not like the Brisker Rav. Oh, as thus is Mitztarif Lekama Makayris, the Loika Mahalach, the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav. Toif, as thus is the first Chelik of the Gemara. The Gemara asks that it should be possible. We saw the Nidin. Why should it be possible? You should say, Shina Lava Kosev Lakev. We saw the Mahalach of the Shita, the Mahalach of the Brisker Rav. Taisis himself says, Kama Mahalachim. Vinishvi, the Gemara answers that there's a Pasik that it's not possible by the Yevit, because the Pasik says it's Kashal and Adava. Okay. Then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings down, Hey Amid Aleph, the Kashav Resh Lakish. Rami Reish Lakish Al Mohi Be Midrasho Makshi Im Ksheirim Heim Yiratsu The main Viratsin Lama Boyin. And if the kosher should be kosher legamri, the main Viratsin, and if it's a, there's a din, it's not Miratsa, it's Lama Boyin. Why do you bring it? Bechlal. As Lechoira, one would have learned, the Shail of Reish Lakish is like this. That over here we're being machadish and nayadin. We're being makriv a carbon. Hagam, there's no ritzui. Meirade says, ah, that din, that you could be makriv a carbon. That I knew like the Lashon Reish Lakish. Shemei miratzin, lama bayin. As it's machayiv echon mishtei dvarim. Oy, shahave kosher legamri. Im ksheirim em yiratzu. Or it should be pasal legamri. That's how you could have learned the Gemara. However, in the Shita over here in Ois Aleph and in Taisis before, you see that they learned there's an Igud Dogish in the Shail of Reish Lakish. He's not asking Stam with a Maman of Shach, but Be'etzem he held like one of the Stadim. Now, Nechleku, the Shita in Taisis, which side does he hold like? The Shita over here in Ois Aleph brings the Taisis Tuch. that is medayich in the hemshech of the sugya, that the ikar kasha of Reish Lakish is that he wants it to be pasul legamri. So what's the diik from the hemshech of the Gemara? Pashtes Tesis means, because the two drushes that Reish Lakish bring in the hemshech to be miyashiv ishailas are drushes that teach us that the carbon is kosher, chemiduik and rashi, divra masul pischal and avshoi. Umashma, that's the ikar chiddush alaydan. Misvara, he held it should be pasul legamri. But ayin toisis and avdalit amibes, divre amasul ema, that learns the ikar shayla Reish Lakish is that it should be kosher legamri. Mishum shalashina kosov laakivas, why should it be pasul? As nira, this toisis and this shita is lishitasam to what we saw on the bottom of Dalet Amid Beis. Dainu the Shita Lishitasa and Dav Dalet Amid Beis that holds the Chsarn of Shalai Lishma Misvara Pasals, because it's Ki'ilu Loi Avad, as he learns the Shaila Reish Lakish is that Misvara it should be Pasal. Mashenkin Taisis Lishitasa that learns even in the din of Shalai Lishma, you need Ashina Lav Hakasiv Le Akev. You need a shina lav hakasiv la'akiv. As if you say misvar, it should be kosher. This is one nekuda in the Gemara. Another nekuda is the Gemara uses an interesting lashon over here. The Gemara says, im k'shein rimheim yiratzu, ve'ein miratzin lama bayim. As what is this lashon of ritzui? As the Sfas Emes on Hey Amid Beis brings down its sad that the Pirish of Ritzui is Oilu Labailam L'Shem Choyva, because that's what we had in the Mishnah, that it's possible in Yin Shein Oilu Labailam L'Shem Choyva. As L'Choyer, the Gemara over here, when it uses the Lashon of Ritzui, Ritzui means Oilu L'Shem Choyva. But from the Hagov Taisis, you see not that way, because the Hagov says that Hagam, that la'achem misa, the din is by oila, that it's oila l'choyva l'fidamandi amar shibudi daraisa, adayin, it's not miratza l'gamri. As you see, ritzui and oila l'choyva are two different things. From Taisis, the Gav Taisis, because Taisis learns that even something which is oila l'choyva is ain't a miratza. As Bemis, the Evan Ezelim, Psule HaMikdoshim, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Yud Aleph, is Medayik the Gemara, like this Taisvis. Because, if the Gemara meant the din of Oil L'Choyva, as why didn't the Gemara say, like the Mishnah, the Lashon of Oil L'Choyva? Why does the Gemara switch the Lashon to Lashon of Ritzui? As Medayik in the Gemara, that Ritzui and Oil L'Choyva are two different things. And Chayin is not got the Griz, Kalacha Yad, you see from the way he speaks in the Sugya, and that's the way that he understood. What's the new Taisiv din Ritzui? As in Taisis, the Lashon of Taisis, that he says, Mishum ein kapar lemeis, ein Ritzui, is ksas meduyik, that the din of Ritzui is the din kapara. In Taisis and Avav, it's much more lahedya. Over there, the Gemara is a medabra on the musig of kapara, that if a oil is not mechaper, as what do you bring it? And Taisis says that shail is like the Gemara of Yem, ein miratzin lama bayim. As you see clearly in Taisis and Avav, like we medayik from Taisis over here, that the word Ritzui and Kapara are interchangeable. Because Taisis says when the Gemara later on says Kapara, it means like the Gemara over here of Ritzui. As Kum Dechayis, there's a musig of Oilu L'Shem Chayiv, and there's a musig of Miratzin, which is Mechaper. B'chein meduyik on Taisis and Avav Beis. When Taisis speaks out the klal of the Mishnah, he says it's Eino Oilu L'Shem Chayiva V'Eino Miratza. Mashma, that it's two different things. V'chein meduyik in the shayla of Taisis. Taisis is lashon is the bayin la'acham ritza. Mivratzin le'inyan sha'aylin l'shem chayva. Meduyik that there's level of ritzui. There's a ritzui le'inyan sha'aylin l'shem chayva. And there's a ritzui le'inyan kapara. It's koydem kol. We buy it stark from Taisis over here. Taisis davav, Taisis and dav beis. K'moyshe meduyik in the Gemara. That Ritzui is a higher level than Oyla Labailim L'Shem Choyva. However, we want to make Nochadiyak in Taisis. The Brisker Rav assume that Ritzui and Oyla L'Choyva are two different in Yonim Legamri. She'en Lem Sheikhis Zulazu. But the Lashon of Taisis, Bain the Lashon in the Kasha, Meratzin le'inyan sha'aylan l'shem choyva, Mashma der oyla shem choyva is a ritzui. Bain the Lashon in the Teretz, the aim meratzin ritzui gomor, dino ritzui b'mixas is oyla l'choyva, and a ritzui gomor is that it's mechaper. As Bain in the Kasha of Taisis, Bain in the Teretz of Taisis is meduyik, that it's nish zvei dinim. No, it's ain din. Ritzui is koilel two and yonim. Ritzui is that it's oyle lechoyv and then it's mechape. As two and yonim are nichlal and ritzui. As then you could say there's a ritzui b'mixes when it's oyle l'shem choyva, but it's not a ritzui gomer because it's not mechape. As lefi zeh. You could be Miyashev a Shaila the Briskirov. The Briskirov is a Kasha based on his Havana. The Briskirov is that what's the Pashat of Pshat in Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish is asking, Shaloi Matsinu Azah Krova Shaloi Miratza. Mecha Tesi Yukri Makriva Korban if it's not Miratza on the Bailim. Oibazei frek the Briskirov. As what is Taisis says? Taisis says we find by and the Gemara. I'm sorry, the Gemara brings a raya from Lachem Misa. Frek Taisis, what's the raya from Lachem Misa? Shani Lachem Misa that it's oil l'shem choyva b'shvil ayarshim. Frek the Briskirov. Who cares if it's oil l'shem choyva b'shvil ayarshim? Over here, the Gemara is handling ritzui, you're not oil l'shem choyva. And Mamele, in the din of Ritzui, that you don't have, even by Yoshim. All you have, it's Oilu L'Shem Choyven. The Nina the Gemara is Ritzui. It's Nisht Oilu L'Shem Choyven. The whole Kasha, the Brisker Rav, is because he learned this, Das Feidinim. Is the Ritzui, is the Oilu L'Shem Choyven. It's fake the Brisker Rav. What's Taisis handling, asking Oilu L'Shem Choyven, when the Gemara is talking about Ritzui? But if you want me to die, sign the Kasha of Taisis, sign the Teretz of Taisis. It's nish svei dinim. Now the oil l'shem choyva is a madrega in Ritzui. I say, bezei, is doch geschmack for Taisis. How can you bring a raya from a tzir where there's a Ritzui b'mixas, dahinu lachamisa, to the tzir of shaloi l'shma where there's no Ritzui b'chlal? Ah, bzei, sa geschmack v'shayla for Taisis. As what does the Brisker Rav want a boy from his Shailon Taisis, the way he understood? As he says, no, the Gemara is not asking Shaloi Matsinu that you could be makriv when there's no Ritzui. The Gemara is asking on the Shema Psul, I know the Brisker Rav Lushitasa that we had on Dav Beis, and we brought many riots to that Brisker Rav, that the din of Shaloi Alabalim Shem Choyv is a Psul. As Freg de Gemara, Mehechet Teise is the Psul b'mixas. Maybe it's either Pasul Agamri or Kotshem. Mehechet Teise is the Psul in between. Yeah. Ashena Shtikal Taira, Ashena Volt. Lamai said the Gemara is very meduyik, not like the Brisker Rav. Koidim, the Lashon of the Gemara. Im Emeratzin Lama Boyim. I feel the Brisker Rav, the Shaila is Das Apsul, was is not initial, was is Apsul b'mixas. It's not the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is Emeratzin Lama Boyim. Void? The whole dimion of the Gemara is medamet to la'achem misa. If it's a nin is dop, is chala psul b'mixas, as by misa nishdokim psul, it's a chsarn and bailim, like Rashi's mazbein kapar lamesim, it's nishd a psul, even if it's a psul, it's nishd a psul adoim lakan, meichet esi. Zayin the brisk rav. He by merks it. He says of that's a chiddush. But gam the gemara in the hemshich wants to make a chilek between chatas vashem the shar kabbonis as. Bishleim, if the nin is, if you have a krova, even though there's no ritzui, as the Gemara could say, that krova of chatis v'ashem, which is l'kapara, is different from that krova of shar kabbonis. Of the fila briski rov, as the nin is in a shame psul, as the shame psul is anderish, because it's different, lachamisa, yeah. As the hechrich of the briski rov for the vault, v'ach Hashem, u'madayik from taisis, as it's neifel the hechrich, as a meila, the whole part of the brisk rov, mechudish the gabshat, not mashman the pashtis. You have to be matrik and different. I find as the brisk rov says a vault, but it's like kipshutai. As thus is the shaila of Reish Lakish. As in order to answer Reish Lakish, Rabbi Elazar brought a raya that. That it's shaykh a carbon below mitzui. The matter of the din is, you may be an oila la'acher misa. As kadei loichiach, that you may be an oila la'acher misa, the Gemara is maybe a Mishnah in Kinim. That the Gemara is talking about a carbon yoledes. And the Gemara says over there, it's really agav the Gemara, but Lamaisa the Gemara brings the Mishnah that the Gemara says that if the aim is heavy or oil or mace, that you're not maybe in chatasa. And the chelik we needed was if it was maybe the chatas and mesa, you may be the oil. That's what the Gemara brought the raya from. But the Mishnah also says another halacha which we brought down, being that we're bringing down the Mishnah, that the aim is maybe the oil or mace, so maybe in a chatas. Why don't you bring the chatas after she's nifter? As there's a shinui between Rashi over here and Rashi and Mila. Rashi over here says, because of the halacha, shechatas shemesa ba'alea is mesa. There's halacha l'moshe misina, that a chatas shemesa ba'alea, the chatas is mesa. But Rashi and Mila, Yoram Ebeis, says a different vart, mishum she'en kapara l'mesa. Rashi over there says this famous reason, you could understand differently. As the risk of Rav Menachas is why Rashi over here had to come on to this halacha l'maisha misinai, typically of the svara amafursim, if ain't kapar l'maisim. Yeah, you have to know. Vinishvi, mavur in the Gemara, that when she's maybe a chatis, when she's maybe the oila, the reason why she can't bring the chatas after they can't bring the chatas afterwards is because she's mace. Mashma, if she would be alive, the halacha would be you'd be maybe the chatas afterwards. Mishael Taisis that there's a din that you have to be makiv the chatas koydum to the oila. The din says ma'akiv b'di'evit like Taisis is mechiach mipsachim daf nun test. As I was saying, how could it be meduyik in the Mishnah that if she would have been alive, she could maybe the chatas afterwards, haray that loch is chatas kedemes la'oila b'chol makoim. The Pashtis Taisis means this over here, that it's a psul in the oila. That's why the Rajman Kedushin Gimel speaks out. If it's a psul in the oila, as what does Taisis mean? As the Shailan Taisis is, it's Mashman the Mishnah, that after she brought the Oila, she could bring the Chatas, and it's Potter. She zich has to bring another Oila, because the first Oila she brought before she brought the Chatas, and that loch is, you have to bring the Oila after the Chatas. In the ritual over there, it's a big chiddush, that it's a din in the Chatas, at Pashas, it's a din in the Oila. Minishvi, Frekta is a Shaila, that over here is Mashma, that Oile after Chatas is kosher. Shaila is, if you bring the Oile before the Chatas, it's kosher. The Shaila is, Hare Chatas is Kedemis, La Oile. As Taisis says, two Mahalchim, to Mimiashiv, it's also in Taisis and Dushin, Taisis and Menachis. One Mahalach B'Shem, Reb Chaim. That, Betem, Misvara, It's pashut, it's kosher b'diavad. That the din of chatas kedemes la'oila is a din kedima. Like it's mavur na gemara. I the gemara in psachim is mavur, it's pasul only by mitzayra, because it says tia. The Rebbeinu Baruch is miyashiv andrish. He says misvara, it's pasul b'chol makom, because it's a mechusas man. The din is you have to bring the chatas koidem. As before you bring the chatas, it's enu roi lahavi yisa'ila. The oil is a mechusas man. Aye, so why in our Gemara is it kosher? As he says, because that gzeris akosiv that the Gemara says by over there mitzayra is a limud l'kol makom, that b'diavad it's kosher. Rebbeinu Chaim holds no, it's a gzeris akosiv dafka b'mitzayra. Began the field. The habamin of the Gemara, you have to be miyashiv the Mishnah over here. Thus is the machlokes. So klali is the machlokes in the din of chatas kedem laila. Is it a din makib b'di'evad or not? There's two nekudas that need beer in Rabbeinu Chaim. One nekuda. That's in klal of Rabbeinu Chaim. He says that be'etzem isvara. It wouldn't be ma'akev b'di'evet, only by mitzayra, because it says a lashon of tia that it's ma'akev. Frek de briski rovim menachas dav dalid, that in the Gemara Psachim daf nun tes, says that the reason why a chatas mitzayra is koidim to the oila is with the regular din of kolatayra kula, that chatas is koidim la'asham. It's not a din miyuchid b'mitzayra. It's a din klali. That every chatas is koidim la'asham. As frek de briski rov, as eich shayich lidrish mitia. That this is ma'akev. Hare the din of tia, that all the dinim of mitzayra ma'akev b'di'evet, that's what tia teach you, is only in dinim that are dinim in the mitzayra. In kabanis mitzayra b'miyuchid. But something which is a din in kol ha'tayra kula, that every chatas is koidim la'ayla, mechate said the tia of mitzayra is going to tell you it's ma'akev b'di'evet. As in the Sefer Minchas Avram, it says a gishmaka mahalich to be miyashiv, al piyatesis in daf sadik, later on in Zvachim. Tesis over there is medayik that there's two lashonos of chatas koidim la'oila. And Tesis boys in there that there's two dinim in what a chatas is koidim la'oila. Aleph, like the Mishnah on Peites. That the Mishnah says that kol ha'makudish l'chaveiro is koidim l'chaveiro. As a chatas is more makudish than a oila. As this is a din, and a chatas and oila, that have nothing to do with each other. Meaning even Reuven's bringing a chatas, and Shimon is bringing a oila. Then a chatas is more kodesh, as the chatas has a gdima. Beis, there's another din. When you have a oila, which is bobi yachad and a chatas, the hainu, someone is mechuyiv to bring an oila and a chatas together. Like a yoladis in our sugya or mitzayra, as then is the nachadim that the chatas should be koidim. And the minchas avram says a nafkamin ladina between the two dinim. The Rambam in Tvidim Usafim Perik Tes Halacha Yud Aleph says that the only time they have to bring the chatas koidim to the oila is when they're both here. Reuven brought his chatas, Shimon brought his oila, they're both in front of us. As then the din is, you have to bring the chatas. But let's say Reuven didn't bring his chatas and Shimon brought his oila. Even if you know Reuven's bringing his chatas soon, you don't have to wait for Reuven's chatas, being that the chatas is not here. There's no dinei ketima. Zokta Minchas Avram, that's only mitzad the din of Rishon, when it's a separate chatas and a separate oila. But when it's a chatas and a oila haba biyachad, as then, even if the chatas is not here, but you can't bring the oila. That's just enough gemina ladina to bring out the point that it's a sveta din. Lefize is mazbir the Gemara. In the Psachim, when the Gemara over there says that the Gemara asks, "Ay, the din is chatos kademis la'oila." As the Gemara is moisif, the gam bechatos ha'oiv va'oila behema. The din is the chatos is kodem la'oila. Frek the minchas Avram. The Gemara in Pesachim is talking about a carbon where they're both oifis. As why does the Gemara say afilu chatos ha'oiv va'oila's behema? Ablefiza is dochusei good. The Gemara is being madgish that we're going als the whole shaila of the Gemara is only als the din k'tima hashniya, not als the din k'tima rishayna. If it's the regular din of kol hakodesh mechaveroi, koydim lechaveroi, as thus is mavur later on, that's only when they're both the same level, they're both eifis. But if the ena mekodesh is a behema and the mekodesh yoiser is a oif, I read the behema goes first. As if it would be from the regular din of Kaddish, Ve'ena Makuddish, Kaddish Kaidim, that wouldn't be true by Chat Desoif and Oilus Behema. And the fact that this din is said even by Chat Desoif and Oilus Behema, as you see, it's also the Sveta din. That there's a din in the Chatis and Oila, Boim Biyacha, that the Chatis is Dimas. That din doesn't make a difference if it's a Behema and a Oif. So if he wants to answer, the shayla the brisker Rabbi Shver, if the nidin over here was mitzad the din haklali mekolam kudish mechaveroi maybe cause this is a din klali, as then frag the brisker Rabbi bamba shayla that meichatesi that the tia should be nidrish on it. It's a din klali, of being that we're going mitzad the sveta din, the din which is when you have a chatas and oila together, as the chatas has to be first. That's a din in every korban where the machayev is together, as there's a machayev mitzad that korban that the chata should be first. Also, is a din in that korban b'miyuchad, as the tia could be nidrash on it. As thus is one nekuda. In Reb Chaim, how could you dash in the tia to be ma'akiv? Then there's another nekuda you have to be mazmer and shidas Reb Chaim. Is the Rebbeinu Baruch brings a raya from the Gemara Menachos that the reason why that it's possible when you makriv a chatis koydim la'oila, I'm sorry, oila koydim lechatis, because it's a mechusa zman. As what does Rebbeinu Chaim do with that raya from the Gemara Menachos? You see from the Gemara Menachos that there's a psula mechusa zmanis. How could Reb Chaim say misvaritz kosher chutz from by mitzayra with his exeris hakosher? Right, it's mavur in the Gemara Menachos that misvaritz pasul mishum mechusa zman. As Taisvis over here with sasam hadava veloy pirish, but Taisvis Menachos that David Amid Bey says a yishuv. He says that the din of mechusa zman is rak by a mitzayra. Mashen Kane over here, we're talking about a yoledis, there's no din of mechusas man. Bemis Taisis over here was kibunachas, maybe you'll be mechalik, and Taisis says, no, there's no chilik. Shailis, what's the pshat in the chilik? As Taisis was sasim, veloy pirish. However, in the Sefer Choyknas and his Masber Al Pi, what Taisus over there in the Hemshech in Menachos and Daf Hey Amir Aleh B'Divri Amasul V'I says, "Sherak Mitzayra Shebala Hachshira Adam Yesh Din Shal Mechusa Zman Shegavreinu Roy LaHachshir Mashein Kain BeKorbanis Shebayim LeChaper." As Lefiza is doch zeyer gishmak, you could be miyashiv by Yoledis also. That even though the carbon of Yoledis is bala hachshir, that's only the chatis of the oil is ledoyrin ba'alma. Zey bezey, when is it shayach to have a din of mechusas man? Only in a carbon which is bala hachshir. As if the mensch is einoi roi for the hechshir, thus heis the mechusas man. Of a carbon which is bala chaper, there's no din of mechusas man. That'll be the pshat in Rabbeinu Chaim. Reb Chaim and the Svas Emes want to say a different mahalach to be masbir the Rabbeinu Chaim coin. Why y'all? There's no psula mechusas man over here. Reb Chaim is brought down in the Sefer the Brisker Rav and Avodas Yom Kippur and Perikei Halacha Gimel b'shem Reb Chaim, and in the stencil over here, Zok Reb Chaim Nisvas Emes, you could say the chilek is between a Asham and a Oila. Bemes Tosis Bayas is mashma that would have been the makom lechalek, and he says no, don't be mechalek between a Asham and a Oila. Tosis is kil merames to this chilek of Reb Chaim. As Zok Reb Chaim Nisvas Emes, the chilek is a oile, the halacha is if it's not kosher l'shem choiva, you may be l'shem nedava. As I would say, pasnes the psul for mechusas man. Mechusas man makes that it's ain't a royal choivosoi, of a far the tshaykh to bring it, but tairas nedava. Only by a chatis va'asham, that the only way you bring it is when it's l'shem choiva. As luye, it's not roy for the choiva because it's mechusas man. As then it's possible. And the fee says, doch a geschmack a chilek. And Reb Chaim zog the geschmack a pshat, and Rebbeinu Chaim the Rishon. That there's a chilek between a oilo, which is kosher, and a dover, that's not shaykh a psulim, machus a zman. And the shurim from Reb Michal Feinstein, the son-in-law of the Brisker Rav, he wants to say that Tosis over here doesn't like that. L'shitasei to Tosis and Menachas, because he clears, what's the din of Mechusas Man? Is the din of Mechusas Man a din in the Gavra, or is it a din in the Korban? He wants to say the whole Hezber of Chaim is when the din of Mechusas Man is the Korban. So then you could be Mechali between a Oile and a Asham. Of Aray, we saw in Tosis and Menachas that Tosis holds a din in Mechusas Man as a din in the Gavra. Because Tosis says that there's a chilek between a Machsher and a Mechaper. As the chilek in the Machsher and the Mechaper is what you're doing life in the Gavra. As being that the chilek is in the Gavra, as Im Kain, it doesn't make a difference if the carbon is Bav and Adava. The din is, if the gavras ain't a roi, you can't bring the carbon. It's my nafkamin, if it's bob in a dava or not, it's a din in the gavra. As he wants to say, the Tosis that says ain't lechalek is l'shitasai, the way Tosis learns in Menachos that the din of Mechusas Man is a din of the gavra, as Mameli couldn't say this chilek. You could learn like Reb Chaim Brisker, to be miyashiv. As Bekitzer, we have two ways of being mechalik. One way between a machsher and a mechaper. Another way being mechalik between a asham and a oila. The Karanar and the Brisker Rav, they want to say a totally different mahalik. That dafka by mitzayra, where there's a posik that says likuv, even though it's by the zrik and not by the shchita, of the pachshet, there is a posik. As then you could say there's a psula mechusas man even in the shchita. When there's no pasuk bechlal, that there's a ikuv in the seder, as Meir HaTeisa, there should be a psula mechusas man. The Keren Ayra is on this, of Gvar Menachas Tafei, Medayik Rambam, which is mashma like this klal, ayin sham mashe pilpul bezeh, mashe mepalpil bezeh. This is the Sugya on Hayamid Aleph. Let's turn over to the Sugya on Hayamid Beis. Over there, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, I show you another question on Rish Lakish. In Hayamid Aleph, we handle Rav Elazar's kash on Rish Lakish. Now the Gemara is handling a new shayla. Rav Huna, what was the klal of Rish Lakish? That he's saying that a asham, because it's loy kariv la'acham misa, as meichate said shayach to have a asham, which is ena meratza where you may be. Fregin zei, what's mean the asham is loy kariv la'acham misa? Hari, there's a oifin of asham, which is kariv la'acham misa. The Gemara on the Hemshech is mevor. A moiser asham, that the din is by a moiser asham. It's okriv for a chat, for a oila. As it's shaykh to have a meiser asham, which is hukrav for oila. As you see, asham could be hukrav lacha misa. the Brisker Rav, Menachas Daf Dalid, the Brisker Rav is that Hare Baya Oile, Avadi even Rish Lokish held by an Oile that it's Hukrav Lacha Misa, that wasn't a Chiddush. The whole Nidin of Rish Lakish was only by a Osham and a Chatis, which is Bola Kapara, and you don't have a Kapara, Lacha Misa. So over there, he had a Nidin. So how could you bring a Raya from the fact that a Osham is Hukrav La'oila Lacha Misa? Read that which a Osham is Hukrav La'oila Lacha Misa is just a Raya, that a Chaycha Oila Lacha Misa. But you don't have a Raya that a Osham is Hukrav Lacha Misa. And that's the Ganin of the Sugi, is that a Osham should be Hukrav Lacha Misa. Zayin the Brisker Rav over there. The Brisker Rav says a Mahalach to be Miyashiv. Abba Behelim Dvarav, in the Shurim from Rav Beryl, and in Rav Shach, and Abba Yezi, Maisa Kobonis, Perik Yud, Halacha Zayin, in the Shurim from Rav Beryl Pravarsky, I know, the Toyas Ponovich, and Rav Beryl, they want to say a different Yishuv on the Shiloh de Brisker Rav with a big Yisoid. That Yesh Lodin, when you makriv a chatis and a asham, you didn't moiser for an oila. The Brisker Rav was understanding as it's kilo, it's fabers under carbonus. There's a din chatis, and then when it becomes a moiser, it changes to an oila. There's a din asham, when it becomes a moiser, it becomes an oila. It's fabers under dinim. As for the Brisker Rav, all you see is a chayach to have an oila lachamisa. You don't see a chayach to have an asham lachamisa. But they want to be machadish. That the din of Moses is not that the Chatesh changes over and becomes the Oilah. The Asham changes over and becomes the Oilah. No, the din of the Asham Gufa is Likarev B'Tayres Oilah. The din of the Chatesh Gufa is to be Likarev B'Tayres Oilah. Dino Chatesh and Asham have a din Akrava Mitzad Atzmai. And B'Tayres Moisa, they have a din to be Makrev as Oilah. Abadayin Shmoy Asham Olav. Umemela, you still see that a Asham is Hukrav Lacha Misa from the fact that the Moiser is Lacha Misa. As what's the Raya to this big Yisoid? There's two Rayas. One Raya from a Tosis in Tzmura Daf Chof. That over there, the Gemara is handling if it's Shayach a Asham to have a Kedushas Asham, a Kedushas Aguf on a Nekeva by a Asham that's only by a Zachar. As the Gemara brings, it says, the way Taisus learns the Gemara in Tumura Dav Chav, that being that a Moisev Asham is Karev La Oila, and the Oila is Karev Binakeva, as a Mela, you see that a Chayach Asham, Kedushas Asham, on a Nekeva. Vitzarech Bia, where do you see a Chayach Kedushas Asham on a Nekeva? Over there, the Asham was already became an Oila. It's a totally different carbon. Muchach in the Gemara, that the din is, it's still an asham, just the oilam is, asham is hooker of oiladik, of it's still an asham. Another raya is from the Russian Kinim Perik Beis Mishnah Hei, that brings a ritzvah that says a chiddush, that by a korban of Yoledes, that she was nisrayiv and achates in Mesa, as Allah is, midin shiba nechasim, the yoshim amevi oilam, midin moisa, v'tzarech bir. How could they bring a oila midin moisa? The din is whatever the mother was mischayev to bring, the yarshim have to bring midin shibud nechosim. Over here, the mother was chayev in a chatis, nishtin a oila. As why is it chal on the yarshim, a din of a oila? But if you learn that the din of moisa is the chatis gufa is mechayev in oila, as is doch zeh gishmach. It was chal on the mother, a din chates. And that din chates of the mother, gufes, machayev oil on the yoshim. As lefize, this gemara is doch zeh gishmak, which kum duchois. You have a raya that a oshim is kariv, lacha misa, because it's a din oshim. Rav Sheshis is choylik on the kasha. Rav Sheshis holds, if you want malach and toises, and really the pashas of the gemara, by Moisa, it's not called, you don't have a raya from Moisa that the Asham is Hukrav as La'acham Misa. The Shaila is, why don't you have a raya? As Taisis is Mazbe the Gemara, Kiven Jehokub Akakal Bitiris Aile Viloi Bitiris Asham. It's not Nechshav Kilo the Asham is Hukur Flachem Misa. Which don't ask that, as Taisis learns, Rav Sheshes Guf is Choylik Mishon the Shaila the Risker of MS. Oh, but the Shaila is, so what was the Pshat in Rav Nachman? How could they even have a Habamina differently? Yeah, don't say, oh, so Bezeis Rav Sheshes is Choylik on the Torah that we said with Das Rav Nachman. No, Rav Sheshes is Moida, that it's Midine Oshem that you may be as a Oila, just Rav Sheshes holds. Oh, but being that Soif Soif, the Din HaKrov is Oila Dei, because even though it's Midin Oshem, but you don't have a riot to hear to Oshem Mamish could be Mukri B'Tairis Oshem La'achar Misa. Abizok the Tyrus Akedish a Geshmak a Knech. That which Taisis had to mush and learn the reason why Rav Sheshes is Choyle is because it's Okrib Tyrus Oile is Taisis Lashitasai. Because Taisis learns that in the Hemshechali Amir, in Divrei Amasa Nitik, that you could be Makriv Midaraisa Osham B'Tairis Oile Le'achashin Ischaper. As therefore, he has to learn the chilik is whether you're doing it asham dik or oila dik. Ablefi Rashi, which is chilik on Tosis, and learns in the Hemshech of the Gemara that midaraisa, you can't be makriv gufoi. La'achash nischaper lo oila. But you could learn a much more pashut of pshat that the chilik, where Rav Sheshes is tining, the reason why a meiser is not called you makriv the asham lachamise is because the Meiser is from the Domim, not from the Guf HaVehema. The din of Meiser is when it has a mum, you use the Domim to buy an Oila. As kum techois, this Behema you can't be makriv. You could use its Mea Behema to buy another carbon. As you could learn, the reason why Rav Sheshes is Chaylik Lefi Rashi is because you don't have a Raya that you could be makriv this Behema. It's gone under a din. It's you're being koine with the demea behema. It's only Taisis Lashitasa that holds you could be makir of this behema as a oile, as a mele. Taisis had to be machadish that the chilik is as well. It's betayris asham oile. Okay. As the Gemara says by Chattis, why is it possible Mishum Hu? Frek the Gemara by Asham that also says who? As Zog the Gemara, the Hu of Asham is coming for something else to teach you the Din of Nituk. There's two Nakudas in the Din of Nituk. Koidim call what is Nituk? As Lachoy Rashi over here, there's a Stephen. Divri Amasul Nituk, Rashi says, Kisha Amrulai Bezdin. But Rashi in the Hemtzach and Divri Amasul Nitin says it's Mishanim Salaraya. It's when he gives it a pile to the Raya. As Efsha, you could say that you need both of them together. It's a Chiddush, you have to know what the Tziruf is. Abanira, if you Medayik Rashi Hativ, you see Rashi's talking about two different things. The first Rashi is talking about when it's Nitik Adin Asham Imenu Ladin Raya. It's talking about it's Din Asham, that it doesn't have a Akravis Asham anymore. The second Rashi, Lashon Rashi, is when it's Nitik, the Shem Asham Imenu. I said Nitik, the Shem Asham Imenu is only when it goes to the Raya. As what's the pshat of this Gzeiras HaKosov of who? As there's a big Machlokes, Rashi V'Tosfos, in the Geder of the Gzeiras HaKosov, and in the Din HaKrava Lefnei Nitik. Rashi learns the Gzeiras HaKosov is Megale, the Dinoi Ka'osham Ad HaNitik. Midaraisa, you can't be Makrivit as a Oila until you do a Nitik. As a Mela, that which we say that if you shecht it, Stam, it's Kosha the Shem Asham, it's only going Acha Nitik, and the Makr is the Gears of the Gemara. As Taisus says, a Shailon did from the Gemara and the Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim says the reason why you need a nitak lahasher is midrabbanon al segzera. The Charin Agamar is mavur that you need it midaraisa mishum the pasuk of who. As therefore the Rabbeinu Tam is mishana the girsa of the Gemara, and he learns that the pasuk is coming lamed shu oile, and the pasuk is not coming to pasel before nituk. Ella, the pasuk is coming to be machshered b'tayres oile, even before the nituk. Gemayshe seifer liyik. It's koydim called the girsa of our Gemara. It's meduyik. Rabbeinu Tam has to change the girsa. But there's a diak like Rashi also from the Etzim Jerusha. What is the Jerusha? Osham hu. As Lefi Rashi, it's Kipshuta. The pasuk is coming to tell you, Osham hu. It's not chal the din oil until you do the nituk. Mashenki Lefi Toises, you have to put a comma there, Osham, and who is coming to tell you that it's a din oilo kisoifai? It's a doichik in the Lashon of Pasik. Aye, Taisis brings a raya from the Gemara and Psochim that the Heshalach and Nituk is only the din that it's possible Kaid and Nituk is midirabbanan. As the Ramban in the Ritwin Shvuah Staff Yud Beis, Amiyashiv Rashi, that Rashi Taka learns it's a machlekes asugyas, that Enochinami, the Gemara and Psochim, learns, uses Adrasha for something else. A Gemara that says who is going on the din Nituk is not going like the Gemara and Psochim. It's a machlekes asugyas. You could be moisif and masbir. The reason why Rashi holds you need the nituk, with the diak or barrel set over from the Briskerov. The Briskerov was medayik. There's a shinui between Rashi and Taisis. What's the reason why when you shecht it sam, it's kosher l'shem oila? You want the Lefi Taisis, the Josh is who? That right now it has a din of a oila. Of a Rashi's meduyik, that the reason why it is kosher is hoil v'soifoy l'kayet sam is be'er shu oila, as therefore it's kosher. Dainu Rashi's meduyik, that it's not mamish an oila, but it's soifoy l'kayet sam is be'ach, as therefore that it doesn't become a oile till you do a mum. But being that it's soifu l'kaitz amizbech, if you shecht it stam, it has a hechsher. As Tosis learns, the reason why it's kosher b'stam is because it already became oile. So the Brisker Rav learns, yeah. And Tosis. And Rashi learns, because it's soifu l'yisoile, is when you shecht it stam, it gets a din of oile. As you can learn b'das Rashi, that being that it's mishum seifa la'ila, when is it chal the din that it's seifa la'ila la'achar anituk? Aber koidim the nituk, it's not seifa la'ila. As a mela, it only could get the hechshin the shchita la'achar anituk. Clean a cage, maybe you could say according to Rashi. Gan lefi toisis, that's and din is geboit on seifa. But lefi toisis, it becomes an oila. So Taira said, as soon as it was paka the kapara, there's no longer din asham, it becomes an oila. Shenkin the Rashi holds you need the seifay to be makshir, as it's only called oimed lekach after the nituk.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.